This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm Chris Daly, and joining me here in the lavish studio, I joke about that, it's a hollow conference room, so it probably sounds horrible, is Hep Mansfield. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Chris?
I tell you, I cannot complain, and I cannot stop grinning.
Yes, I've noticed that. You always look like you're the cat that swallowed the canary lately.
Yeah, lately. Yeah, we haven't talked much in a while.
Not hardly, yes. Yeah. Been conspicuous by your absence, Chris.
So, yeah, let's just leave it at good things are happening.
Okay, I'll leave it at good things are happening, and that's a good way to leave it, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cool. Well, got a couple things I want to go over. You told me on Facebook you brought up a story, and I said, whoa, save it.
Right.
Save it for the podcast.
Right.
And I have something else that I've been saving for the podcast. The Dark Diver, otherwise known as Manny.
Hi, yes.
Who used to provide me with boatloads of mashups. Mm-hmm. I've been bugging him the last few times I saw him and said, dude, I need a mashup so bad. And he sent me one. We even got together and he recorded an introduction to it. And then, being the bonehead that I am, I lost the thing.
No, you're not a bonehead. You're not a bonehead. Where did he get this from, though? Did he do it?
No. He doesn't produce, uh-huh. But like him, myself, and like you, mm-hmm. He's a big fan of mashups.
Right, right.
And he's really good at, and this was, he got off of Norwegian Recycling.
Right.
And that's a group that does some really good stuff. But they specialize in doing ones with a boatload of tracks in them.
Right.
You know, in the first days of mashups, it was two tracks.
Right.
You know, you got AC/DC Black and Black, mm-hmm.
Right.
Mixed in with the Eminem, My Name Is.
That's right. Know, that's
I
right.
mean, that's
right.
That was a great one.
Right.
But this one, let me run down the list here. Eight tracks mashed into one. Jack Johnson's Bubble Toes. Green Day, Good Riddance, otherwise known as Time of Your Life. Mm-hmm. Josh Rouse, Quiet Town. Joshua Radin, Only You, Wyclef Jean. Sweetest Girl, Sweetest Girl.
You'll get it.
It's an inside joke. I'm having a lot of trouble talking recently because of things that are going on. So that's funny. Also, that's Sweetest Girl, by the way. Mm-hmm. I still can't say it. Christina Aguilera, A Genie in a Bottle, Atomic Kitten, Eternal Flame, and Black Eyed Peas, Don't Lie.
Yep.
So
it was awesome.
Yeah, you serious said. Stuff. Let's play it out real quick.
Excellent.
She's got a whole lot of reason. She can't think of a single one that can justify me. He got none, but he thinks he got so many problems, and he got too much time to waste. Streams are like commercials, but her dreams are picture perfect, and her dreams are so related, though they're often underestimated. This is gonna take a long time, a long time. Can't take no more. Wonder if you understand. It's just a touch of your hand behind a closed door. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Don't matter, cause hoes got smarter. On the strip is something they don't wanna be a part of. Rather be up in the club shaking for a dub, the triple times the money, and spending it like they wanna. They got their mind on their money, money on their mind. They got their finger on the trigger, hand on the knives. See, every day they feel a struggle, but staying on their grind. And ain't nobody take it from us, and that's the bottom line. But I know there's a drop in the block that moves slow. They're getting pressure from cops that don't know.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end that's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to notice me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby,
but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Is this burning?
And here's what happens to me when I hear something really good. I get tears in my eyes. And remember, I had to keep dabbing at my eyes with the sleeve of my t-shirt because I was so moved by the fact that they got all of this stuff into one.
Yeah.
And it's not irritating. It's not. And I love how they got the Wyclef Jean. I loved how they got the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, for the first time in her life, has not irritated me.
Exactly.
I mean, it was good. It was really good.
And I tell you, the thing that the listeners don't get is the video we saw. It came with a YouTube video where they mashed up the video as well, and it's amazing how well it went together.
That was a brilliant idea, mashing up the video. That's something you're going to start doing. I can see it in your eyes.
I don't have that kind of free time, but I am going to start promoting that stuff, and I'll put the video on the website.
Right, and that is gorgeous. That is just a gorgeous piece of work on both levels, both mixing and video. It's just a great piece of work, and I love what they did.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was extremely moving. Like I said, I did get goosebumps. The hairs were standing on end because I was like, because it's several songs that you really like.
Yep.
A couple songs you may not know very well or you don't like.
Right.
But together,
right,
it sounds so perfect.
It sounded great. Yes.
Nice. So yeah, that's your musical portion.
Kind of, yeah, more or less, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good musical portion.
All right. Well, on Facebook, I had changed my status message to say, Chris Daly's future is so bright he has to wear shades.
That's right.
And you're paraphrasing the song.
Yes.
And you said on there, remind me, I've got a story.
Right.
So tell me the story.
Okay, I do. Pat and Barbara, who were Timbuk3, essentially, had a guy who worked with them doing the percussion and the washboard thing. And, but essentially, and it was Pat and Barbara who wrote the songs. When they wrote that song, they got a lot of offers from different movie companies, and one of the movies, we were talking about the list of movies, and I hadn't heard of any of them. Even My Best Friend is a Vampire, I hadn't heard of. I thought it was Weird Science, or I can't even remember all the different wacky 80s science movies, but regardless of all of that, They had sold the song for this, and mm-hmm. so whoever, they got that proprietary right to use that song, and they used the heck out of it, really.
Right.
Well, Pat and Barbara were offered, I think, a quarter to a half a mil.
Wow.
To put that song, to for Ray-Ban to use that song in Paris. And they put that, you know, in, sure. in France, where you'd never even see it now.
Right.
It would just be sunglass ads in Europe. And they put their foot down and said no, because they felt that selling that song had destroyed so much of it for their listeners, and they were really all about the music.
Yeah.
So they put their foot down and said no. So they turned down a giant wad of cash.
Well, and this was early 80s. That's
and this
a lot
was
of
early,
money.
It was a huge yeah. amount of money. I mean, when we heard the story, we all had to sit down and take a breath. I mean, it's a hard thing to pass up that kind of cash.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, we're not going to do it.
And being a struggling artist too,
they weren't wealthy. I mean, Timbuktu is a great yeah. it's a great group, and I thought their last CD before they broke up was great. And Pat McDonald Sleep was with his guitar, which is one of his solo mm-hmm. great piece of work.
Really?
Barbara did some great work, but they're pretty much, I don't want to say common folk, but they live here in Texas. They're
right.
Texans. They live just outside of Austin. They live in a little farm. They weren't big time.
I had no idea they
yes.
were from Texas.
Yes, and they just wanted to. They just kind of wanted to let the music speak for itself with
yeah.
their fans and not have a big thing. And they were so unhappy with what happened
yeah.
with that song when they sold it for the movies,
right?
That they said no more. We're not doing that anymore.
That was like my theme song when mm-hmm. it came out. You
it's
know,
a great
because
song.
Cause I've always had the shades. I mean, through high school, through everything.
And you're the most positive person in history. Yeah.
And I have a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ignore that for now.
Okay.
You guys rate me ignoring a phone
call. Wow.
It was an 800 number. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm safe.
I'm impressed you're ignoring a phone call. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's kind of surprising that they're from Texas. I guess it shouldn't be. There's so many great things from Texas.
Yes.
But actually, you were telling me a story that had a Texas angle to it.
Yes, I do. We rent, and the lawn is getting really long. And we live in a neighborhood where, I like to say we live in a working class neighborhood where people aren't so concerned about their lawns that they're going to kill you if you're not
right.
out there with the manicure scissors, right? But on the other hand, you've been by my house. It's getting me to look like you could use a scythe to take care
right.
of the front yard, right? And that was getting bad. And so I went out because my lawnmower is broken. And my brother's lawnmower is so hard to start. You have to be Lou Ferrigno to get it
nice.
To work, right?
Nice.
So I was really, I just didn't know what to do. And I wanted those weeds down because I don't want the landlord to walk by and drive
right.
by and say, what kind of losers are in my house? So I went out with a pair of shears, like regular
sure.
garden shears, and decided I was going to cut it by hand. So I know it was stupid, but I thought it would work, right? So I go down to the edge of the driveway and start cutting. And I will say it does take quite a long time
yeah.
to cut your lawn that way.
I
would not suggest to any listeners to cut your lawn with scissors. But I'm sitting there doing that. And, you know, I've got the pink hair, and I'm
right.
kind of an odd character. And you
the
know,
the car in the driveway
right,
with the daisy on
right,
it.
Right, exactly. There's weird
yeah.
stuff, and I'm cutting the lawn with the scissors, and everybody's kind of driving by looking at me like, see, weirdos cut their lawn with scissors. And one fella stops, drives by very slowly and says, pardon me, ma'am. And he says, have you got a lawnmower? And I said, yeah, we do, but it's broken.
Right.
And he said, well, do you need one? And I said, well, I don't want to bother you. I only want the weeds cut in the front. You don't have to do the whole lawn. I don't
right.
want anybody to do. But we have a guy coming, but we couldn't afford it this week. We're
right.
going to have to wait till we get paid again, which is another few, blah, blah, blah. You
sure.
know? And he said, okay. And he drove home, put his lawnmower in the back of his truck, drove back, unloaded his lawnmower, and started up the lawnmower and cut my front lawn.
Nice.
And when I asked him, I said, you know, I don't have anything to give you. I said, would you like a big wedge of cake? I can give you a wedge of layer
nice.
Cake. And he said, that would be wonderful. And I gave him a wedge of layer cake, and he was very happy. And as I have said to you many times, that's what I like about Texas. People like that. That's what I like about Texas.
Nice. Well, I have to say that, you know, I've been the recipient of wedges of your cake.
Oh, yes, that's right. And, you know, when I say a wedge, I gave him a good-sized wedge.
Yeah, it's like a half a cake.
Yes.
But, and it's people like you, what we like about Texas, too.
Well, what a nice thing to say. Thank you so much.
Well, cool. I want to thank you for sitting down with me.
Thank you for this mashup was awesome.
I'm going to go listen to it again.
Me too.
It rocks.
It's great. Yeah.
And don't forget to check out the website at writingwiththewindowdown.com because I am going to post the video.
You've got to see the video. Please go to it. You've got to see it.
You bet. And Manny, I apologize for losing your audio, but thank you so much for another good mashup. It's good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Well, until next time. For my good friend Hap Mansfield, mm-hmm. I'm Chris Daly. And what is my sign off? I cannot remember. I do so many shows. Oh,
keep it.
That's it.
Sorry. Just guess
it's
it.
Quite all right.
Just guess it.
Until next time, keep it real.
Yeah.